That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Good evening, community. We've had a bloody fantastic 2012 season. My name is Jock Reynolds from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community. Higo, it has been one hell of a season, hasn't it, son? How are you, mate?
A bit pissed, Jock. I'm emotional, mate.
You had a few beers today, mate.
Cherries, Jock.
Yes, look, that's fine, mate. It is a Sunday. Crouching, how are you, mate?
Welcome. I want fight.
Oh, you're up and about. Look, on one hand, it's a bit of a somber feeling being the last regular season podcast. But on the other hand, it's bloody exciting because it is AFL Fantasy Football Finals Week. If you're in a grand final, this is the bloody big dance, isn't it? It's the big dance. Congratulations if you got through. Now, if you've been bundled out, just hold firm, you know? Hold firm, you'll be right. We do have a very special podcast lined up, don't we, gentlemen, for those who are interested in football beyond the end of the Supercoach Fantasy Football season.
Agreed, Jock.
It's going to be bloody huge.
I have shaved my right leg for this one, Jock.
Why did you shave your leg? I noticed that. You've got your slacks pulled up there. Yes. And one of your legs is shiny as a baby's ass. What have you done?
To inspire myself for tonight, I needed to feel a woman's leg, Jock, and I am ready.
Righty.
You have a nice leg.
You do, mate. Yeah, he does, doesn't he? You're crouching.
Do you think so?
Mate, look at me. How much closer to crumpet are you here today than you were this time last year?
I owe the community many things, Jock.
You've come a bloody long way. Don't hit. It's okay to have a couple of sherries, but keep yourself together, son. We've got a big podcast coming up before the AFL Grand Final. I know you'll be in your bloody Grand Finals this week, of course. You'd be in the five, wouldn't you, Hig?
Yes, Jock.
What with all the people at the bungalow, Jock? Big crowd of people. What did go on?
Okay, it's time to reveal I do have Brett Ratton in the bungalow of recuperation at the back there. Brett is going through some difficult times. Should we call him in for a chat?
Let's
get him up. Hey, Brett!
Get him in here.
Community wants to talk to you, mate. Come on, you'll be right.
Oh, he all sad.
Good man. Here you go.
Cheer up, Brett. Sit here.
Good man. Have a seat.
How are you feeling, Brett?
What do you reckon, mate?
Okay.
You'd probably be a bit downtrodden, wouldn't you, after Carlton got done by Gold Coast in one of the most pathetic displays by an AFL football team in modern memory, mate?
Good guess. Well done.
Yeah. So how are you liking it out in the bloody bungalow, Brent?
What do you reckon, mate?
Oh, you're probably enjoying a bit of TLC from Jock.
Good guess. Well done.
Okay, you want fight me?
What do you reckon, mate?
Okay, yes. I want fight. You come.
I'm just giving you the answer. Yep.
Yeah, Brett's a bit downtrodden. It's all right, Brett. It's all right, mate.
What's 17 squared, mate?
What do you reckon, mate?
289.
I'm just giving you the answer. Yep.
You didn't answer the question, Brett.
What's the best weekend to put your tomatoes in the back veggie patch, Brett?
What do you reckon, mate?
Well, Caulfield Cup Day, mate.
Good guess. Well done.
Brett, there's a job going at Bunnings. Would you consider it?
What do you reckon, mate? I'm just giving you the answer. Yep.
Now, Brett, we do have rather a few people who have mulled around the back bungalow, mate. Now, it's been put to the community friends and family who have mulled around the JR community residence tonight. Should we cross out the back boys right now?
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay, you there, Gertrude? Yep. Let's go.
It's time to go.
Big ears, Brett Ratton.
Well, the house is in shock.
Yeah, okay, I'm Brett sitting right here, crouching.
I think Malthouse may lure the cloak of invisibility to Carlton Jock.
That's very bloody interesting. Brett, what do you reckon, mate? Are you just going to bugger off now or what?
What do you reckon, mate?
Well, I'd say you probably would, wouldn't you?
Good guess. Well done.
Brett, just sit in that chair in the back corner there, mate. We might ask you a couple of things from time to time, okay?
Yep.
Thanks, Brett.
Good on you, mate.
Jock.
That's very bloody interesting about Michael Malthouse. He must be in the gun now for the Carlton football job position.
Yes, Jock. We need to get onto some statistics, mate.
Bit of footy. Yeah, bloody oath.
And it was a very interesting to note that Friday night's game saw the emergence of Dustin Martin. Many coaches actually benched Dusty.
I put him on me bloody bench.
However,
I've been hoping some mug gets pulled out just so I can get his 137 Supercoach points.
Jock, hell, many bell. Coaches were dancing in the streets when Pavlich was a late withdrawal.
Well, that's dead right.
Thus gaining Dustin's 137.
Geez, my advice last week was pretty solid, re the Zorko or Sam Gibson dilemma, wasn't it, boys?
Zorko produced 163 and will come into next season around about the 500k mark, Jock.
He'll be, what, 490,000-ish next week. So I reckon he could represent a fair bit of value next year.
They have the bulldog.
He'll have another solid pre-season under his belt and he might look pretty good.
Ah, yes. I want to talk Toby Green. He's solid bloody football.
Bloody oath.
He's solid.
What did he pump out this week?
100. 100?
Yeah, 100.
Cost 520.
He's averaged 118 over his last three.
Yes, he's a good player.
He is a bloody good player. 34 disposals, 62% disposal efficiency. Look, he'll be about 520,000-ish. Next season, would he be up there on your radar at that price?
No.
Yeah, you need another couple of seasons.
I like the look of some young boy from St Kilda. You see, Jamie Cripps.
Very solid. The number 35, of course, held by Robert Harvey? He looked quite solid. Only averaged a 44 this season, but from what I saw, looked a very good player. Finally starting to look like he belonged, and he could be a breakout prospect for season 2013.
Yes. Also, Sipos.
Well, bloody Jock. Lenny. Lenny Hayes got subbed out at half-time. A few people spewing their guts up about that, let me tell you.
Yes, Jock, but Sipos came on for Lenny and showed quite a bit with a bigger body and a pre-season.
Yeah.
Could entertain looking.
Yeah.
This crazy talk. Silence. He'd be a mid-placer. Everybody know now strategy.
Yeah.
Gun and rookie.
Yes.
Welcome.
Very interesting to look back at the starting teams and just take all those mid-prices and just to see how they fleshed out in the end. There was a few goodies this year. You know, she'd have to be happy with Paul Pelizzi's output by the end of the season with his mid-pricemanship. But some of those others fell by the wayside.
Those with the mid-priced Lake Jock.
Yes.
Who was a late withdrawal today.
Say I'm pissed off would be an under-bloody statement right now.
Precisely, Jock.
Bloody hell. What about watch-his-face Dempsey causing more bloody trouble than he was worth? Next season, guns and bloody rookies.
Agreed.
You know, unless something stands out like big furry dog's balls, of course.
Agreed. Guns and rookies.
There's got to be a couple exceptions. If there's one thing I've learnt over my 95 years in the fantasy football industry, it's that there's no one formulas. You have to play each week and each season on its merits, you know? There's no one. People say, oh, I'm only guns and rookies, I don't care. You say, yeah, but Gary Ablett's 20,000 because of something. No, I'm not picking him, you know? You got to be flexible in your thinking.
I say you who I pick.
Your nose.
Ah, shut up, idiot.
You asked me pick and I said nose.
I say you I first pick of, next year.
Introduce a bit of humour.
Next year.
Yeah.
Number one lot. Dog.
Oh, bloody oath.
You see that man play?
163.
Oh. Bloody dominate.
Average 137 at this pointy ass end of the season over the last three. 17 contested possessions. Would you spoon him? When a player does reach the very heights of elitehood, spooning does become an option. I know the great Robert Hart.
I have considered
you should nuzzle
scenarios,
in the dreadlocks.
Jock.
Yes,
given my lack of form to date.
You're all right, mate. Yeah.
From the rear spoon position, I would be imagining Whoopi Goldberg and making it a viable spoon.
That's quite a good option, you know. A couple of dreadlocks, you just nuzzle in there, have a smell. Ah, pears, freshly washed dreadlocks, nothing like it. Brett, mate, what's your call? Would you spoon Nick Natanui?
What do you reckon, mate?
You'd probably look to spoon anything right now, wouldn't you, mate?
Good guess. Well done.
Okay.
Thanks, Brett. Go back to the corner, mate.
What the bloody, clock and doors, Mr. Jock? What go on there?
Rumours that the Coringa Bulls Football Club are trying to lure both of them to the club with a meat tray this week. They are playing hardball, and they are asking for a weekly Macca's voucher as well. So I'm not sure how that's going to pan out, but do you think they're trying to bite off more than they can chew again?
I did see David Cloak.
Yes.
A very angry David Cloak.
Yeah.
Picking up Travis from the airport today.
Oh, right.
In scenes reminiscent of those children's pageants, I feel that David is one of those ugly parents.
I had to go to his joint just this morning. I loaned him a bit of Brill Cream for his moustache. I actually had a few words with him, Ree, the management of young Travis. Eyeball him like this way, yes. Eye to eye and say, "You're ruining your son's life." I grabbed him by the bloody scruff, slapped him a bit.
You'll grab him by the scrotum?
No, mate, not the scrotum. You know, not bloody Liberace. Just said to him, "Come to your senses, Dave." And you know what his eyes looked like? Didn't sink in. He just looked at me blankly. But he'll come good. I'm sure he'll call me tomorrow and we'll have a good chat. We might even have one of those cafe lattes down at the bloody cafe. And, you know, he'll come around. Come on, David.
I think you're rabbiting on a bit there, Joe.
What do you... Come on, Rats, what do you reckon? Clokey, what's your call on Cloak? What should he do?
What do you reckon, mate?
I don't bloody know.
I'm just giving you the answer.
Jock, we have a call on line 3.
Yeah, Jock Reynolds, Fantasy Football Community. How are you?
G'day, gents. It's Hank.
Oh, g'day, Hank.
Grumpy Hank.
Thanks for calling again, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. I don't really like chatting to you and Higo, but that Croucher one's a bit of a goon, but oh well.
Come on, we're all mates in here.
I suggest you drink goon bag. You sound bloody depressed drunk.
Oh, come on, you two. Let's not start. Hey, Hank, are you still in the game, Sean?
Mate, I'd like to tell you and your mate there, Crunchy, to tell you right now, I've won every prelim in all my leagues, so that's 5 leagues right there. So I'm playing grand finals in 5 leagues next week.
Ah, yes. That's wonderful.
Sometime, prick win. Nobody liked prick, but you win. Welcome.
I'll sort you out, no worries.
You come down my gym.
So, what question have you...
Come on, you two. I live in Dingley, mate. Why don't you come down to the Dingley International car park later on tonight and we'll sort it out.
Enough, gentlemen. Now, Hank, are you there, mate? What question you got for us tonight, son?
I punch shit out of this.
I was just wondering, what do you guys reckon about Joe Watson?
No, he's
last
stuffed.
Couple of weeks he hasn't done much. I'm not too happy with him. Is he worth, I'm going pretty well. I've got 2 trades left. I'll trade him out and get someone else.
Trade him out, son. I think it's time. Job's done his dash.
Jock.
Yes, Peter.
Very big game for the Bombers next week, I'll add.
Yeah,
Collingwood.
Of yeah.
And I will have you know, after Collingwood's form in Western Australia.
Yes, mate.
I would expect the Bombers to have a shake.
Right, you tell me, what's his average for the season thus far, Higo? You're a statistical
121.
Man. And what's he averaged the last 3?
105,
He
Jock.
Shot, mate. He scored 73 bloody points against the Richmond Football Club, which was a massive game for the club. I'm saying shot.
And Richmond are hacks, for God's sakes.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Sorry.
What time in Dingley car park, asshole?
9:30.
Okay, I see you there.
Hey, that's enough. Well, let's ask Brett Ratton. We've got Brett Ratton in here tonight, old Hank. Brett Ratton, what do you think about Job Watson, mate? What's your opinion?
What do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm asking you, mate.
I'm just giving you the answer. Yeah.
Righto, Hank. Thanks for calling in, son.
No worries, fellas. Good luck with the grand finals, but I should win all 5 of mine, but good luck to you, boys.
I see you at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll see you 9:30, mate.
No, I get there early.
Come on, you two.
I get there early. Prepare the ground. I want to see the blood.
Come on, you two. That's enough.
Jock,
you're on your way, please, Hank. Thank you, mate.
Jock, we have another call, mate.
Jock Reynolds speaking.
You g'day, fellas. It's Weno.
Why, no. Where are you, mate? Jeez,
how's
that's a good...
guys?
Good to hear your voice, mate.
Hey, Weno. You sneak out your window tonight. I pick you up.
No, why not?
We go to Bogan Pub.
Crouchy, we're going to have a few bloody words later. Let me tell you. Now, settle down. Why no?
Okay, oh, the pub, head, no worries.
Why no? What the community wants to know is how'd you go on your bloody prelim, mate?
Got down, Uncle Doc.
That's all right, mate.
That's terrific, sir.
You had a good season, Wayno. Well done. You know?
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, Dusty Martin, did pretty well this week. Ooh, so,
yes.
137. Yeah, just got done in the end.
And you identified some great talent this year, mate. I'm proud of you, mate. Head up high, son.
Thanks.
Head up high.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah, now what have you been doing today, mate? Do you have any jobs or you just been sort of moping around or?
I had to do some chores. I trimmed the mum's bush this weekend, Uncle Doc.
Is this the big smelly one at front of house?
It's a potosto. It's got a bit too bushy. That helped me out as well, but yeah, we got it done.
Well, sorry, Wayne. I've got a bit of mental imagination in my mind right now.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with Pam? She's a nice lady.
Hey, Wayne.
Jock.
What'd she use, a Remington?
Just some shears.
Did she use a jock?
This sounds to me like a perfect father-son bonding experience.
Yeah, it's probably not one to have on here, but I think we need to talk, Wayne, about a few things, eh?
Trimming the mother's bush.
Yeah, me and Dad have both had a turn, but yeah, we've got it done.
I've never trimmed my mum's bush. I should probably give it a crack.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Was she looking at the time to make sure you're doing the right thing, mate?
No, she always closes her eyes because she's always scared we're going to cut too much off it, so... Yeah, she usually leaves us go and we just do it ourselves.
Any bugs or spiders hanging around?
No cobwebs in there, mate? The birds are in there, but, we left that.
I think we'd better let you go, old son. Look, as I said before...
Fellas.
Yeah, Wayne, I'm proud of you, mate. Well done.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me ring up all the time this season, Uncle Doc. It's been great.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
I see you down Jock Caravan, down Hastings. You come.
Bloody oath.
We play cricket.
Yeah, sounds great. I'll be there for sure.
Can you ask your old man for me tin of WD-40 back, please, Wayne, when you get to church?
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no worries. I'm pretty sure it's finished with it.
They may use this on the bush.
Thanks for calling, mate. I'll see you soon.
See you, fellas.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
What's your take on Sharad Wellingham, mate? A few coaches have him.
Yeah, disappointing.
And there is some sort of injury to the finger.
He's injured his finger, his hair, which has caused quite a stir. I believe his hairstylist was seen bolting down towards the boundary line to assess the damage. Now, it is the same hair that he is said to touch up that sort of fringe occasionally. And he's devastated. He's absolutely devastated, apparently. Tell you one thing, we had a chat, Port Adelaide versus the Brisbane Lions there. 13,000 people saw that at Amy Stadium. Travis Boak pumped out 134. 24 disposals, 18 of those contested. Looking to really display a bit of form pre being selected by another team, possibly.
Yes, possibly, Jock.
And by extension, has he, in thus doing so, exposed himself as a pretender? You know, it's all about him. Don't get me wrong, I love Travis. He's a good bloke.
In a fantasy football context, Jock,
yeah.
If Travis Boak goes down to Sleepy Hollow,
yep.
Geelong,
yep.
I expect him to be a quite a valid selection next year.
Mm.
Expect him to be coming in at around high fours.
Yeah, yep.
But one must learn lessons from this year. Key lessons being, players that have shifted teams are often elevated in their scoring output.
Love your views,
Marek,
as always.
Ivan Marek.
Oh, I love him. That's beautiful, man.
Giles.
Yes.
An outstanding example, Jock.
Yes, very good.
Cheap pickups whose score outputs have markedly improved.
Look, when young Reece Shaw crossed to Sydney, there was an immediate effect there as well. Very valid. My thoughts re-Travis Boak. Look, 2011 he averaged 90. He averaged 91 this season. Still wouldn't have that full-blooded confidence in his outputs to stuff him into me midfield next year if he does go across to Geelong. Sure, he'll be amongst some players who will give him a chop out. He won't be tagged. He'll have free reign. You know what I mean? There's just that little niggle of doubt in there about.
I play bloody Zorko before Bok.
Zorko, oh, magnificent.
He helped me. Zorko. He helped me get to grand final. I bloody.
Did you go? Did you win your final?
Yes, I win, Mr. Chalk.
Good on you, crouching one. Good
I
on
win,
your son.
Even when Drew Petri get bloody 37.
Yeah, poor old Drew. Not good at all.
Bloody Drew Petri.
Yeah, not good. Toddy Goldstein, what, he get two bloody possessions against Aaron Sandilands. Very disa-bloody pointing.
Yes, Jock. Also, those holding on to Bryce Gibbs would have been very disappointed this week.
The contested possession magnet. What did he prank out this year?
62 Supercoach points.
Disa-bloody pointing.
15 possessions, three of which were contested. Bearing in mind they were playing Gold Coast, Jock.
That's very bloody disappointing, and you'd have to look at Bryce Gibbs as one of the main culprits in the loss. Other more positive signs were there for Matty Cruiser, cranking out a 125. Very good stuff by Matthew. Mark Murphy, a little bit subdued, wasn't he?
Yes, Jock. Remember, Carlton lost.
Yes.
Demoralising loss, so low scoring outputs from them.
We know that in our very first podcast this season, I did break the news Aaron Sandilands' turf toe, which progressed into a small forest on the toe. Seems to have overcome that, and I actually just spoke to him pre-podcast. He's still just got a bit of grass, bit of clover, couple of bugs, no possums. The possums are gone. Said he felt great. 154 Supercoach points, Aaron Sandy balls.
I have a new one for you, Jock.
Oh, go for it, mate. You're coming good. Thought you were off your bloody dial before. You're coming
good.
I'm
sobering up, actually, Jock.
That's good.
It's wonderful.
Do you want me to give you a slap just to wake you? Here you go.
Yes,
ready?
Please. Oh. Thank you, Jock.
No worries at all, Sam. You're up in a bit.
Now, one must seriously look at Walters for Fremantle.
Right.
He is from the same football heritage as Nick Natanui and Yaron.
Oh, fairly good.
Yes, very good game today. 4 goals.
Oh, good on you.
And a 95 from effectively a rookie.
Very bloody impressive. I am noting that down now. I will have a look at that next season. Listen, did talk up David Mundy's status as a bargain at various points throughout the season, and would be no surprise to many who have listened to my advice over this year and last year in the Hungry Jacks Supercoach Focus Group that he came out with 129 this week. People say, Jock, how do you keep producing these pearls of wisdom? It's just like bloody butter and a bit of bread for me. People think I've got a magic bloody potion that I mix up or I look at the bottom of me teacup. It's just like buttering bread. And it's a bloody pleasure. It's a pleasure. I don't think it's a bloody task. I love dispersing my community knowledge to you every bloody week because I love you. I'm not scared to bloody say it. Don't look at me like that. I love the bloody community. I love you blokes.
Jock, you're tearing up, mate.
Well, I bloody love it. I'm going to bloody miss providing the podcast. Don't look at me.
I'm going to miss you too, Jock.
Oh, bloody hell.
You stop this.
The grand final podcast.
You stop this.
Yeah.
I want fight.
Can't wait for bloody Hastings, eh?
Oh, yes, Jock.
Oh, you little bloody Anzac. Got myself a new Weber.
Yeah, and I find little mini-tramp on hard rubbish.
Oh, mini-tramp?
I bring down.
A bit of what? Bit of exercise or something?
Oh, oh, we play game.
What are we playing?
You drink 10 beer while jumping on tramp.
Oh, that sounds
first man to spew, he lose.
That sounds bloody marvellous. You just lift me up where I belong, crouching one sometimes. Bloody marvellous.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock.
Geelong, the Western Bulldogs down at Gene Simmons Stadium, where the Cats got up by 34 points earlier today. Corey Enright, quite good with 109. He's now averaged 104 over the last three. Heavily featured in the cattle market as well. How'd you see the game, gentlemen? Was there anything else in the game that stood out for you?
Yes, Jock. Matthew Boyd, leading with 46 disposals, is the number one disposal getter in the AFL. Brisbane next week at 5:37 is worth entertaining for those needing to trade.
Absolutely.
Those that traded in Stevie J will be somewhat disappointed, I feel, Jock.
Yeah.
Only 100.
Would have expected a bit more from Stevie J. His last three have wielded an average of 115. Yes. Just the 19 disposals this week. Not what you want in a preliminary final.
And I say you this. Yeah. Paul Chapman come down my gym during week.
Oh, jeez.
He's shot.
He's gone.
Gone.
101 last season, 2011, which was under his best. Now he's come down again under 100 average. I think the days of Paul Chapman's relevance versus his durability and risk
relevance, Jock.
The community know what I mean. Hey, boys, on next week, very interesting or very important are the teams who are playing Greater Western Sydney, the Melbourne Football Club and Gold Coast. North Melbourne play Greater Western Sydney. Frio play Melbourne. What's your call? Is there a big risk that many of these players will be rested? Or is there a real big carrot just dangling there for big juicy points against the Hacks? Who else? Who's got the Suns next week? Who's got the Gold Coast Suns?
Fraught with danger, that way of thinking, Jock.
Okay.
As we saw today, Geelong with Gold Coast underperformed.
Okay, yeah.
Coaches particularly trading in Kangaroo players because they have GWS, fraught with danger, Jock.
Power forwards, a big chance of bagging a big bloody lock. Drew Petrie, he was pretty bloody ordinary today, Drew Petrie. And he'd want to hit form before finals time. So that sort of player, I think, would be a very valid selection.
Josh Kennedy for West Coast, Jock.
Okay.
Old Twinkle Toes had, against the Hawks, crunch game, good value.
Hang on. Hey, Rats, what do you reckon, mate? You reckon there's a risk in picking up these players or are they big value chance?
What do you reckon, mate?
No, I reckon you just have to weigh it up, don't you?
I'm just giving you the answer.
Righto, back you go.
He never answers a bloody question.
We hope you all did listen to the Carlton press conference, of course, after the Gold Coast Suns. Don't get us wrong, we do feel for poor old Brett Ratten, who must be going through a world of pain, but must be said it's rather humorous at times when a coach drops his bundle at a press conference. It's quite entertaining.
Ugly, I have a song for you, Mr. Jock.
Absolutely, what do we got there, Shan? What's that? What the hell's that?
I played this song.
Yeah, what's going on?
I want to inspire all coaches to never give up fighting.
That's good.
Even if you're not still playing this game,
yes,
you still make big score.
And plus, we're a proud bloody bunch, us Australians, aren't we?
Yes,
even
John.
If we're done, we don't just drop the ball.
You're fighting.
Kung Fu. Bit of higher, eh?
You get best score you can, you get highest rank. Next year, you try and beat this rank.
Take note of your rank. Look at what number in the whole bloody community of Australia you are and try and beat it. Never drop your bloody bundle.
Okay, Mr. Jock.
That's bloody good crouching. I'm loving these funky hip boots.
You watch this flag kick.
Oh, gee whiz, what's the roof?
You heard me.
Just
you
painted the bloody roof last week, crouching. Be careful, son.
Sully, Mr. Higgle, you okay?
Yes, mate. Yes, I'm okay now.
You have another sherry, Hig. You'll be right, son.
Thank you.
That's the way, Hig. Good boy, good boy. Nice and warm in there, mate. Good on you.
Yes, Joe.
It has been a great honour and a great privilege to present these podcasts to you every week. We have dragged Supercoach Scum straight up into the very lofty heights of Supercoach elitehood. We do want to remind you, don't we, boys, that we have got a massive AFL Grand Final podcast which will be released just before that first Saturday in October. That's going to be a bloody cracker.
Agreed, Jock. This whole community concept,
yes,
has added additional layers of meaning to my recently meaningless life.
Oh, that's good, Hick.
I want to thank all listeners. I want
it's
to.
It's all right,
thank,
Hick. Just let it out, mate. It's here you go. We're going to Hastings. We've got the old caravan all arced up. We're going to have a great spring and summer. You've made a bloody shitload
you,
of
Jock.
Friends, haven't you?
Yes, Jock.
You're
you.
A great man.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching, mate. You know, we've come to the end of a journey.
Here go, bloody crybaby.
Hey.
I like you. Yeah. And I like you, Mr. Jock. And yeah. I like community. You want fight? I fight you.
Well,
but that crouching one say, I love you.
Yeah, bloody oath. Thank you, gentlemen. I keep banging on about this, but it's a great honour to have, A, a strategic genius such as you, Crouching, and a statistical genius, Peter Higginbotham, in this studio with me every week. We're going to have the grand final podcast. Best of bloody luck to you fellas in your grand finals this week. Please let us know how you're going on the thing. What do we do during the pre-season? We'll probably duck back from Hastings every so often to release a podcast, do you think, gentlemen? In the pre-season for 2013. It's going to be a bloody massive season.
It will be, Jock.
Yes.
Enormous.
Thank you very much. Best of luck in your grand finals. Hit the wall running, as we say. And I'm Jock Reynolds.